Good morning. It is time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Now, one of the things that, if you haven't already figured it out, is I'm delighted to have you listen to anything that I do, and of course, anything that's on WHCB. We want you to be listening, because that's why 91.5 FM is on the air. That's also why we have our streaming that's on our website, whcbradio.org. We want you to be able to hear the gospel message as it's presented. We want you to be able to hear the message of the Word of God being taught, being preached, being presented. We want you to hear the music. We want you to know what's going on in churches around us. We want you to know the news. We want you to be informed, because as a follower of Jesus Christ, it is incumbent upon you. Now, do you know what the word incumbent upon you, or the phrase, means? It means it's important for you to know. It is very important for you to know what's going on in the world around us so that we can respond properly. Not just to react, but to respond as the Lord would have us to respond. Now, I gave some advice just the other day to someone that was going through a very, very difficult time, and my heart broke for them. I mean, it was just a difficulty that goes beyond most understanding. And as I counseled with that individual, I said, look, the decisions that you're trying to make are not your decisions. They're not yours alone. Because this person is a follower of Jesus Christ and wants to live and do as the Lord would have them to live and to do. And I said, so the decisions and the things you're talking about and the troubles that you're having are not yours alone. Christ is with you in each one of these situations, in each step of the way, and Christ will give you direction. You need to be praying and asking for God's direction. So it's not your decision, it's God's decision through you. Now, I don't know if that helps anybody who might listen this morning, but it helps me to remember that my decisions are not mine alone. Now, I know I may stand without any other human counterpart helping me on something, but my decisions are not mine alone. My decisions are crafted in the heart of God if I'm thinking God's thoughts after Him. And that's what I'm told to do in Scripture. I'm to be thinking God's thoughts as He thinks them. As He thinks them, He places them in my mind. Now, we don't understand, because God thinks all the thoughts at the same time. If you understand eternity a little bit, because we only understand time, but in eternity it's all there. We don't understand that, do we? No, we don't. But the point is that we are to be receptive to what God is trying to teach us and what He's trying to direct us to do. That's our receptivity. That's how we're supposed to do it when we're in the midst of struggles. And so I would encourage you to pray for this one that's having such difficulties, that God would give direction. Well, let's look at the boldness in the folly of the ignorant folks, and with the walk of the learned who are upright. Now, there's a difference, you know. The bold folly people, they're in such ignorance. And then the upright who are knowing. Proverbs 15:21 is where we're going to go. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. One more time, Proverbs 15:21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. The person that is ignorant of the truths about life and God will be drawn to and satisfied with the foolish living of the world. They enjoy living in the realm of danger. They experiment with drugs, alcohol, sex, anything that might be dangerous or self-destructive. They go into debt to get what they want right now. They don't wait until they have enough to buy something. They waste their health. They waste their time. They waste their income to satisfy the desires of the moment and the desires of the flesh. They not only enjoy living foolishly, they enjoy the foolish and hurtful living of others. And they're always talking about the foolishness of themselves and others as if it was something to brag about. They expect life to be one big vacation where all the desires of the heart can be fulfilled without thought or concern for the results of their actions. There is no payday someday in their way of thinking. But in contrast, the person who knows and chooses to embrace the truths about life and God, those who know Jesus Christ as their Savior, will strive to avoid foolishness in every form. These who follow Christ realize that words and actions always produce results that must be dealt with in the future. Their understanding of truth enables them to find joy in life through doing right and good while avoiding the dangerous and foolish lifestyle that always ends with pain, suffering, and loss. The true mark of wisdom is the desire and attempt to live godly and right while putting away foolish living. The wise person will give thought to their choices and actions before they engage in any activity, and they will seek the face of Almighty God to see if they should be involved in an activity or anything dealing with their future. Once again, Proverbs 15:21, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your goodness. Thank you for loving us with a love that's everlasting. Thank you for loving us beyond our understanding. Beyond our understanding, beyond our understanding. Your love is so great, so important, so good. Father, help us to seek your face and to seek wisdom from on high so that we can live our lives as you would have us to do so, not putting ourselves in danger, not putting our reputation in danger. Our character would be stellar if we follow you, and so we want to follow you. We love you, and we ask you, Lord, to help us, assist us, empower us, direct us as we attempt to show your love to others. Now, Lord, we know there's some that are in crises. They've got problems. They've got some major troubles. And I ask, Lord, that you would help them through their troubles, knowing that sometimes you don't bring them out of it before you take them through it. And so we ask that you would give them grace in their time of distress. And we ask, Lord, that you'd also give them peace and joy and comfort from the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that you would make provision for the ministry of WHCB. Help us to get the work done that you've called us to do. And we thank you for that provision. We ask for your provision for each of our listeners as well. Now, for today, we ask that you would give us your blessing and your direction and your empowerment. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.